Welcome to the Animal Health and Veterinary Employment Insider, brought to you by the Vet Recruiter. In this podcast, Animal Health Executive Recruiter and Veterinary Recruiter and Veterinary Workplace Workforce Expert, Stacy Purcell of the Vet Recruiter, provides insight and practical advice for both employers and job seekers in the animal health industry and veterinary profession. The Vet Recruiter's focus is to solve talent-centric problems for the animal health industry and veterinary profession. In fact, the Vet Recruiter's mission is to help animal health and veterinary companies hire top talent while helping animal health and veterinary professionals attain career-enhancing opportunities that increase their quality of life. Today, we will be discussing actionable steps for mastering veterinary recruitment and hiring in 2025. Welcome, Stacy, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Hello, Caleb. I am thrilled to be here to discuss a topic that's more important than ever for the veterinary profession.
So let's jump right in, Stacy. As we head into 2025, recruiting and hiring veterinarians is becoming increasingly challenging. There is a talent shortage, there are new technologies, and workforce dynamics are shifting. What is your take on the current landscape, and why are these factors influencing the recruitment process?
Well, the veterinary profession is going through a period of intense evolution. There is no doubt that technological advancements like telemedicine and artificial intelligence are influencing the practice of veterinary medicine. But at the same time, we are facing a significant shortage of talent. As more professionals retire or leave the industry due to burnout or other reasons, there's a real need for innovative recruitment strategies to attract and retain the next generation of veterinarians. To succeed in recruiting veterinarians in 2025, veterinary practices need to take a multifaceted approach. It's no longer enough to just post a job listing and wait for the applications to roll in. Practices need to build a strong employer brand, leverage advanced sourcing techniques, and create a smooth recruitment process. Once the right talent is identified, a comprehensive hiring process is key to retaining these valuable team members long term.
That's a great overview of the challenges we're facing. Let's break this down further, starting with building a strong employer brand. Why is this so crucial in 2025?
Well, employer branding has become essential because veterinarians are increasingly looking for more than just a paycheck. They want to work for organizations that align with their values and provide a positive work environment. In 2025, employer branding will be a major differentiator when it comes to attracting top talent. To build a strong brand, practices should showcase their culture and values. This can be done through social media, website content, and employee testimonials. Candidates want to know what your practice stands for, whether it's work-life integration, community involvement, or ongoing professional development. These factors matter, especially when we're talking about veterinarians who are balancing high-stress jobs with personal lives.
How can practices use technology to help build and promote their employer brand?
Well, technology is a powerful tool when it comes to employer branding. Veterinary practices can use platforms like LinkedIn, Glassdoor, and Indeed to share positive reviews, employee stories, and even virtual tours of their facilities. Candidates want to get a feel for the environment they might work in, and virtual tours or interactive content can provide that insight even before an interview takes place. It's also important to be active in community outreach, participating in industry events, conferences, webinars, and local community activities can enhance a practice's reputation within the veterinary community. Candidates are more likely to be drawn to a practice that is visible, respected, and known for its contributions to the profession.
That's great advice. Now, once you've established a strong brand, how do you move into sourcing candidates? What are the most effective strategies for finding veterinarians in 2025?
Well, sourcing is where creativity comes into play. In 2025, simply relying on job boards isn't enough. Veterinary practices need to use a combination of advanced sourcing techniques to identify and engage with potential candidates. One way to do this is through AI-driven recruitment platforms. These tools can scan social media profiles, resumes, and professional networks to find veterinarians who match your practice's needs. AI tools can also help streamline the screening process, allowing you to focus focus on candidates who are the best fit. Another effective strategy is building talent pools. This involves maintaining a database of potential candidates, even those who may not be actively looking for a job. By staying in touch through newsletters, job alerts, and personalized outreach, you can ensure your practice remains top of mind when these candidates are ready to make a move. Referrals and networking are also powerful sourcing tools. Encouraging your current employees to refer candidates and offering referral bonuses can help you tap into a network of qualified professionals who may not be actively searching for new opportunities.
It sounds like it's important to be proactive when sourcing candidates. What about once you've found potential hires? How do you craft compelling job descriptions that attract the right veterinarians?
Well, job descriptions are more important than many people realize. In 2025, veterinarians have more options than ever, so it's critical to craft descriptions that not only outline the role, but also help to sell your practice. The first thing is to be specific. Clearly define the responsibilities, qualifications, and expectations. Include information on the types of cases the veterinarians will handle, the tools and technology they'll have access to, and what the work environment is like. Candidates need to know exactly what they're stepping into. You should also highlight the benefits of working at your practice. In addition to competitive salaries, mention perks like health insurance, retirement plans, continuing education or CE allowances, and student loan repayment programs. Wellness programs, flexible scheduling, or pet care discounts can also make your practice stand out. Another important element is showcasing growth opportunities. Veterinarians want to know that they can progress in their careers, whether it's through leadership role specialization or even partnership opportunities. Highlighting these pathways can make your practice much more attractive.
Absolutely. The job description may be the first impression many candidates will have. Now, let's talk about streamlining the recruitment process. What steps should practices take to make the process smooth and efficient?
Well, streamlining the veterinary recruitment process is all about reducing friction. Candidates don't want to jump through hoops to apply for a job. First, make sure your application process is user-friendly and mobile-optimized. Long or complicated applications can turn potential candidates away. Another key factor is transparent communication. Keep candidates informed at every step of the process. When they submit an application, acknowledge it right away. Provide timelines for next steps and stick to them. Delays in communication are one of the most common reasons candidates lose interest. Personalized outreach can also make a big difference. Sending a candidate a personalized email instead of a generic form letter shows that you value their interest and are serious about their potential fit for the role. It can be the small touches that keep top talent engaged.
Communication really does seem to be a key factor. Once you have streamlined the process, how can practices ensure a positive candidate experience?
The candidate experience is one of the most important aspects of recruitment, and it's something practices need to prioritize in 2025. A positive experience can set the tone for a strong employment relationship, even if the candidate isn't hired immediately. Timely responses are crucial. No one likes to be kept in the dark. So make sure you're responding to inquiries and providing updates promptly. This helps prevent frustration and keeps candidates engaged throughout the process. Ensure all interactions are professional and respectful. Every team member involved in the recruitment process should be trained to treat candidates well, regardless of whether they're hired. This reflects positively upon your practice and can help build a long-term relationship with candidates. And finally, always provide feedback and follow-up. If a candidate isn't selected, take the time to offer constructive feedback. Letting candidates know where they stand can build goodwill, and keeping strong candidates in your pipeline for future opportunities is a smart long-term strategy.
Those are very excellent points. Now, let's move into the post-offer process. Once you've made an offer of employment and it's been accepted, what steps should practices take to ensure a smooth onboarding process for their new hires?
Well, onboarding is absolutely critical. It sets the tone for the veterinarian's experience at your practice practice and plays a huge role in retention. To get started on the right foot, you should begin the onboarding process before the candidate's first official day of work. In fact, onboarding starts the moment that the candidate accepts the offer. With that in mind, sending welcome emails, onboarding schedules, and any necessary paperwork in advance can help ease any anxieties. When the new hire arrives, offer a structured orientation, introduce them to the team, give them a tour of the facility, and go over the practices, policies, and procedures. This orientation should also include training on any software or equipment that they'll be using. A well-structured orientation can make new hires feel welcome and prepared. Pairing new hires with mentors can also help them adjust to their new role. An experienced mentor can provide support, answer questions, and help new veterinarians feel like they're part of the team.
Onboarding really does seem like a pivotal moment in the veterinary hiring process. What about ongoing professional development? How can practices support the continued growth of their veterinarians?
Ongoing education is a must for retaining top talent. Offering robust continuing education or CE programs is essential. This can include funding for external courses, hosting in-house training sessions, or providing opportunities to attend industry conferences and workshops. Veterinarians need to feel like they are continuously growing and staying at the forefront of the field. Another great strategy is to develop clear career pathways. Whether it's offering specialization opportunities or leadership roles, veterinarians want to know that they can advance within your practice. Regular performance reviews are also key. These reviews should include constructive feedback and provide an opportunity to set career goals.
It sounds like providing growth opportunities is key to long-term retention. What about creating a positive work environment? How can practices ensure veterinarians feel supported and valued?
Yeah, so creating a positive work environment is essential, especially in a field where burnout is a serious concern. Promoting a healthy work-life integration is crucial. Offering flexible scheduling, sufficient time off, and access to mental health resources can go a long way in preventing burnout. Practices should also ensure that their caseloads are reasonable and that their veterinarians aren't constantly overwhelmed. Recognition and rewards also play an important role in boosting morale. Acknowledging employee achievements, offering bonuses, or even just saying thank you can make a big difference in how valued veterinarians feel. Finally, creating an inclusive culture is important. Veterinarians need to feel respected and appreciated by their colleagues. Encouraging open communication, whether through regular staff meetings or anonymous feedback channels, helps to create an environment where everyone's voice is heard.
That is great advice. What about compensation and benefits? How should veterinary practices structure these compensation packages to remain competitive?
Well, compensation is obviously a major factor when it comes to attracting and retaining veterinarians. Practices need to offer market competitive salaries, which means regularly reviewing and adjusting salaries based upon industry data. In addition to salaries, veterinarians are looking for comprehensive benefits packages. This includes health insurance, retirement plans, paid time off, and professional liability coverage. Practices should also consider offering additional perks like student loan repayment programs, wellness programs, or even discounts on pet care services. It's also important to have transparent communication about these compensation packages during the veterinary hiring process. Candidates should fully understand what's being offered and how these benefits contribute to their overall financial well-being.
It sounds like competitive compensation and clear communication are essential. Finally, let's talk about building a supportive community within the practice. How can practices create a sense of belonging among their staff?
Building a sense of community is key to retaining veterinarians long term. One way to do this is by organizing team building activities. Whether it's social events, outings, or just informal get-togethers, these activities can help build camaraderie and strengthen relationships among staff. It's also important to maintain open communication channels. Veterinarians should feel comfortable voicing their concerns and providing feedback. Regular staff meetings, one-on-one check-ins, or even anonymous suggestion boxes can create a more open and collaborative environment. Last, practices should encourage the development of support networks. This can include peer support groups, wellness initiatives, and access to professional counseling services. By providing these resources, practices can show that they genuinely care about the well-being of their staff.
Wow, we've covered a lot of ground today. From building a strong employer brand to creating a supportive work environment, there is a lot for veterinary practices to consider when recruiting and hiring veterinarians in 2025. Now, before we wrap up, is there any final advice that you would like to share with our listeners?
My final piece of advice is to approach veterinary recruitment and hiring with a long-term mindset. It's not just about filling a position. It's about finding the right fit for your practice and ensuring that the veterinarian you hire feels supported, valued, and has opportunities for growth. If practices focus on these key areas, they will be well-equipped to navigate the challenges of recruiting veterinarians in 2025.
That is great advice. Thank you so much for joining us today and for sharing your expertise on this important topic.
Well, it was a pleasure to discuss such an important issue, and I hope these strategies help veterinary practices build strong teams in 2025 and beyond.
Now, to our listeners, if you want to learn more about recruiting veterinarians in 2025 or about connecting with Stacy, you can visit the Vet Recruiter website at www.thevetrecruiter.com. Now, thank you for tuning in, and we will see you next time.